For astronomers, the main difference between Manhattan and Mongolia, other than the availability of latte, is the sky's glow. Even with state-of-the-art equipment, a distant galaxy is hard to see if it's not brighter than its background. For observers in New York City, the night sky is 50 times brighter than the unpolluted version seen from the Adirondacks. More light radiates from the sky than from all the visible stars combined. This natural luminescence has four components. The number one culprit is air glow, which emanates from the upper atmosphere like a kind of permanent aurora. It's caused by solar ultraviolet energy, and it's green, even if our eyes are not sensitive enough to perceive this. The second natural nightlight is ordinary sunshine reflected from countless dust particles between the planets. This is the zodiacal light, the false dawn described by poet Khalil Gibran. Third in the rogues gallery of sky brighteners is our own atmosphere, which scatters light. This can be dramatic. Look for a dull blue cast to the entire sky around the time of our next full moon. Finally, there's the background glow from the stars in our own galaxy. Now in November, this is best seen at nightfall. 2 centuries ago, Heinrich Olbers raised the all-time famous sky background issue when he was bewildered by the simple fact that night is dark rather than bright. While stars' brightness diminishes with the square of distance, the sheer number of stars increases geometrically as we gaze farther out. Ultimately, he reasoned, we should see some star along every line of sight, and the night's brightness should match that of a typical star's surface. Fortunately, this is not the case, otherwise the night sky would match the sun itself. So why is the night sky dark? 2 reasons. First, the cosmos is expanding, which redshifts and dims everything, especially the objects farthest away. And secondly, most stars were born too recently. There just hasn't been enough time for their light to arrive. The sky is dark, mainly because the universe is young. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.